You're listening to Consider This, episode 29, for February 6th, 2013.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are. Welcome to the Super Bowl of conservative podcasts, Consider This. I'm Doug Payton, your coach, here to promise you that I'll keep the lights on for you, and that when I say we'll be done in 10 minutes or less, we will. No timeouts, no delays, no stopping the clock. I'm going to talk about a few different topics this time around, but if you want to see the links to the websites that I got my information from, just stop by my website at considerthis.ctpodcasting.com. That's CT as in crucial touchdown. While you're there, you can take advantage of all the ways to get in touch to leave your thoughts on these and other issues. More on that at the end of the episode. The media somehow missed tens of thousands of protesters, more Obamacare cost overruns, and Hello Kitty gun violence in America. That's coming up. I've been a bit delinquent in recognizing new likes to the Consider This Facebook page, so it's time to play catch-up. In chronological order, thanks to George Payton, Susan Mullins, and Robert Peterson. Now, I will say that one of those happens to be a relative. I won't say which, that would be telling. But if you like the page, you'll get two benefits. One, you'll get the occasional link to an interesting news story or blog entry. And two, you'll get your name mentioned here. Win-win situation if ever there was one. However, if you are hiding from Egyptian radicals, just let me know and I won't announce your name. I'm flexible like that. You can listen to Consider This on Stitcher Radio, which has a free app for iOS and Android phones. The Android app, as I'm told, has been rewritten from the ground up, so it's worth taking a look at it, or another look if you tried before. You can subscribe to the tens of thousands of podcasts they have available, well, not all of them necessarily, and listen to them anytime. So if iTunes is a bit cumbersome, and it can be, try Stitcher Radio in the Apple or Google app stores. Tens of thousands marched in a huge anti-abortion protest in Washington, D.C. You're forgiven if you didn't know about that. ABC and CBS couldn't be bothered to mention it at all. NBC gave it all of 15 seconds, so there's that. But for less than 1,000 protesters who came out for more gun control, CBS managed to find time for them. And Diane Sawyer did also manage to find time to cover that burning controversy of 11-inch, foot-long subs at Subway. In print, the New York Times has ignored the march for the past 5 years, but this year, while it finally realized that something was happening, they managed to frame it just the way they wanted. This year, the 40th anniversary of the march, the Times broke its streak with a so-so 8-15-word story by Ashley Parker that made the bottom of the front of the paper's national section on page 9. What made the top of page 9? Here, the Times showed some nerve as religion reporter Lori Goodstein used some liberal Catholic activists to chide pro-lifer supporters for not also being anti-gun. It's almost as if the paper acknowledged the march so as to be able to criticize it. Yeah, that liberal media. Mary Catherine Hamm, writing at the Hot Air website, has detailed how unaffordable the Affordable Care Act is turning out to be. The link in the show notes goes to her post, showing, not in her words, but the words of experts both outside and inside of the president's own administration, who are saying, yes, costs are going to go up. In addition to the electronic records problem, I mentioned in the last episode, other sources of pain include savings from Medicare cuts may be unrealistic and unsustainable, provisions of the ACA are increasing the cost of insurance. Gaming the Congressional Budget Office's costing of the bill made it look better than it really is. A government study shows that health care costs will be almost $500 billion higher this year as a result of the ACA. As insurance companies work the bill's 2014 fees into their 2013 premiums, small business and individual policies are getting double-digit percentage increases. And the Government Accounting Office, auditing the federal government's long-term financial stability, said that, Absent policy changes, the government is facing an unsustainable fiscal path. I can only echo PJ O'Rourke. If you think healthcare is expensive now, just wait until it's free. Glenn Reynolds, better known as Instapundit around the web, points to an article listing some of the gun violence in America happening right now in our schools. Here are some of the, if you'll pardon the phrase, bullet points. A high school freshman is suspended for having a picture of a gun. School officials yelled at and searched a student whose uncle had made her a paper gun that she brought to class. A kindergarten girl was suspended for making terroristic threats. As if a kindergartner could even conceive of that. The threat was made with a Hello Kitty toy that shoots bubbles. More examples of how our schools are keeping our children safe can be found at the link in the show notes. As Glenn said, remember, these are the people who claim they are teaching critical thinking. And speaking of guns in school, at a recent meeting, the Newtown Board of Education voted to approve a request to the police department for armed school resource officers for each of the town's elementary schools. That's right. Even the school where a madman shot dozens of children, they're going to put more guns. But like I said before, we defend what we value. Given that, this makes good sense. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, president of Iran, said on Monday that he's willing to be shot into space on an Iranian rocket. Just one question I have. How soon could they do this? Can the media ignore tens of thousands of protesters and then credibly claim to be objective? Do you care that healthcare costs are going up under a plan that promised to lower them? And will the next terrorist be armed with a bubble gun? You can comment on these and other pressing issues by calling me at 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280, that's for those without the corresponding letters on their phone, or if you currently have your jaw wire shut, you can email me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com with your thoughts, rants, and raves. And please check out the website at considerthis.ctpodcasting.com, where you'll find those aforementioned links to the articles I referred to. And in addition, you can comment right there in the show notes. And there's also ways to get in touch with me via Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. I've got 43 followers on the Facebook page, and I'm going to see if we can get up to 50 by the end of the month, so spread the word. I've got 3 followers on Google+, which is about par for that particular course, and I'm going to see if I can get 4 by the end of the year. If you want to circle me there, I certainly won't stop you. So join me again next time. But in the meantime, always remember to consider this.